with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has a question for American voters, and he put it to those attending a rally last night in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I don't think so. So I'm here today with a message of hope for all Americans. With your vote this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals into our country.
Former President Donald Trump last night on the campaign trail in Greensboro, North Carolina. He said he's praying for those families in Nashville that suffered the devastation of Hurricane Helene. President Biden issuing a stark warning about Donald Trump. Meanwhile, as White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports for us.
During a visit to New Hampshire Democratic Party headquarters, the president warned that Trump is a genuine threat to democracy and that world leaders are terrified of what his return to the White House could do to democracy globally.
I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up.
Mr. Biden caught himself, quickly adding, politically lock him up. And he added that voters need to lock him out. The Trump campaign reacted, calling it proof that the Biden administration's plan has been to politically persecute Trump. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
It's a big day for Boeing. The big aircraft manufacturer will report third quarter financial results today. Then company officials will wait to learn whether striking workers are going back to their jobs. Boeing has already signaled it will post a big loss for the third quarter. Fernando Valenzuela, the Los Angeles Dodgers pitching ace who inspired Fernando Mania in the early 1980s, has died. He was 63. The Mexican-born phenom won the National League Cy Young Award and Rookie of the Year back in 1981. This is SRN News. A lawsuit in Oklahoma over the Bible.
A group of parents and public school students, teachers, and some clergymen want to stop the state's top education official from requiring schools to incorporate the scriptures into lesson plans for grades 5 through 12. The lawsuit also asked the court to stop Republican State Superintendent Ryan Walters from spending $3 million to purchase Bibles in support of his mandate. The suit alleges that the mandate violates the Oklahoma State Constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates and human rights activists are making renewed calls for an end to blasphemy laws around the globe. Some 79 countries continue to enforce blasphemy statutes, and in places like Afghanistan, Brunei, Iran, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia, violation of those measures can result in a death sentence. The vast majority of nations that punish blasphemy are mostly Muslim, and the targets of those laws are inevitably Christians. This is SRN News. The CDC reports an outbreak of E. coli at McDonald's, and one menu item is the chief suspect.
Everyone interviewed by the CDC in connection with the outbreak reported eating at McDonald's before becoming sick, and most mentioned eating quarter pounders. Investigators are focusing on onions and beef. McDonald's says it may be onions from a single supplier. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the 49 have been sickened in 10 states, the latest numbers, and one of those people has died as a result. As the 2024 contest speeds to its conclusion, Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump embracing different strategies as they try to reach their respective core audience. Both are racing to energize the coalitions they need to win the presidency on November 5th. On Wall Street, it's slow going right now for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Futures down by about 200 points. This is SRN News.